My comment is, I heard that Harris is going to run for re-election, and I thought, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. I think when I heard this, I thought, well, like, he's 38% in the polls. He's really low in the polls. The pendulum has swung in our favor. Like Iberwash, I heard the police, he said he had no involvement, and then apparently he was talking to the police the day Dudley George was assassinated or killed, you know, by the OPP. So I was really surprised to hear that Harris is going to run for re-election. He should have asked Ernie Eves or John Baird to run, and not him. He should have got out of the way, or if you sort of get what I'm saying. So that's my comment. I'm just amazed that he's going to run a third time, and it's going to be Mike Harris. He should have given it to someone else to run. That's all.
My name is James Prada. I'm an angry 20-something. Would like acting better to take a size 12 boot and shove it straight up Mike Harris's candy ass. There's a lot of excitement around this campaign, I think. I know that there's a feeling coming from Toronto, and I know that there's really something starting to build here in Ottawa. There's a lot of gung-ho people, and we're starting to get that, you know, that sort of feel that the possibility is there. And I'd like to congratulate, you know, the three of you out there for sort of instilling that in activists all over the province. So I think you all deserve a round of applause for that. But I was wondering maybe you guys could give us a sense of what the feeling is across the province. Like I know that in those two areas, from my personal experience, that I know that there's built up there, but what's it look like across the province? Because we can control our sphere of influence here in the Ottawa region, but it's a lot easier to get people mobilized when we can say that, you know, there's stuff going on in Sudbury, there's stuff going on in North Bay, there's stuff going on in Toronto, there's stuff going on in Hamilton. So maybe if you guys could elaborate on that, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay.
I think probably John Clark is the best person to speak to that, but I will be going to the Common Front provincial meeting on Monday, so I'll be able to report back on what's going on. But John sort of, I think, has a better sense of what's going on provincially. And I think, like I said earlier, there's 75 organizations now, John, that have signed on. Yeah.
Yeah. What's becoming obvious to us, we're only just past Labor Day, and already there's a sense of, you know, the inevitable summer lull. Which, I mean, you know, it's not that everybody goes to the cottage, but even if people don't have cottages, there tends to be this sort of decline in activity over the summer. So it's really already we get the sense of that. I mean, first of all, in terms of the First Nation stuff that I mentioned, which is going to be really very, very important. I mean, we're getting calls from all over the place. This assembly that's going to take place at Queen's Park. Later this month. I mean, we're getting calls from the most remote areas, or far-flung areas, at least, let me say. We just got a call from a reserve that straddles the Ontario-Manitoba border that tells us they're sending two buses down to participate in the thing. So, I mean, there'll be lots of that. And, you know, anyone who's familiar with the kind of ways in which First Nations communities can react and mobilise realises that you're not going to get a list of what's going to happen. It's just going to happen, and it's there's very, very big possibilities there, and I'd like to just begin by saying that. And in terms of sort of the actual communities, the towns across the province, well, I mean, I could run through dozens, but basically the what's clearly happening is that in a whole series of places now, people are getting together and are actually having discussions about what they will actually do. In some cases, those discussions are not for public consumption, but it's clear that everywhere people have ideas and it's beginning to form. And after Toronto takes place, there'll be a series of things that happen on the same day. There's no question about that. But then you'll start to get other things happening. Hamilton, for example, has set its event for the 19th, just a few days later. Sudbury is looking to do their action the beginning of the following week. So the way just today or 2 days ago, we were contacted by a group of people in the Sioux who want us to go up and have some discussions with them about what they're actually planning. I mean, by by October the 16th, my guess is that we will have systematically knowledge of a whole range of communities where things are going to be done. In some cases, we'll know what they're going to be, what's going to happen. In some cases, we'll just know that those communities are going to act. But there is also the possibility, and I wouldn't by any means rule this out, of a kind of a snowballing type of effect, where once things unleash on the 16th, people start to do and plan things and carry out things that weren't even on the table before. Mm-hmm. So pretty well the whole of southwestern Ontario, right through to eastern Ontario, large mobilisation coming in from Montreal, as a matter of fact, as well, in support of the whole action. This weekend I'm going down to Chicago, meeting with a group of activists from primarily anti-globalisation activists from a whole series of US cities, some of them border cities adjoining Ontario. So even actions sort of done in support or at borders on the other side of the border. I would say that probably by the beginning of October we'll have something more of a blueprint, but even at this stage it looks enormously encouraging in terms of what's going to unfold.
And by Christmas the province is back to us.
But yeah, well, that's the hope.
That's the present.
Hi, my name is Aiden Carcello, and I just wanted to talk about for my friends, because I remember my class in grade 4, because now I'm in grade 5 anyway. Many of the kids were educated that Mike Harris messed up all our school and stuff. Actually, it was very close to wrecking one of our field trips that everybody was very excited about. But I just wanted to speak on behalf of my friends that, I don't know, but I wanted to say that I think we should educate children about Mike Harris while they're young, so that we can ensure that they won't vote for them when they're older.